Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. How are we on a countdown? Do you have like one of those like rip away sheets? You know, it's been this many days without an accident at work, but no, the opposite of that. What? How?
Totally.
The countdown is on.
It's on. It's real. It's surreal, really, for me. You know, tomorrow will be my last day walking into this building, to this campus. As the chancellor, I just can't even believe it. I'm actually kind of about ready to cry when I start talking about it.
Come here, I'll give you a hug. Come on, come here. We're hugging out. This is great.
This place is just so incredible, and I've had just such a blast. And being able to serve as chancellor for the last 9 years has been the highlight of my 40-year career in higher ed. Our new chancellor, Eric Coyne, he will begin his tenure, taking over the realm, taking over the team on Monday. Now, I will still kind of be around. My, you know, official on the books last date is May 15th. So I'll be here for our honors day. And then I will be proceeding over our commencement on May 12th, which is awesome. But I'm going to turn it over at the end to the new chancellor, Eric Coyne, kind of in a symbol, a way to show everybody, the community, you know, now it's yours. And welcome to this wonderful place. And I just hope he has such a great time, so many great experiences. The community is amazing. Our faculty and staff and our students. Top-notch students. It's just so much fun. It's been just such a joy and memories I will have for a long, 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 long time.
Well, that's exciting because you are going to move on to your next chapter, which is great. You can always run over there and say hi and torment those who are working by dancing outside their window, showing off your retirement gear and have fun doing that. So starting Monday, he is on the campus, but as Monday starts, where are you in the – is that your dead week starting next week? Give us a little update because I know, like you mentioned, it's going to be here at the graduation, wha-bam, before we know it.
Sure. So really, our classes go all the way through May 12th. So our graduation is May 12th, and so this week and next week are – students are getting ready for finals, winding everything down. Our grades are due in the system by May 16th. So we are a week later than IU just because we started at a different time. We had the same spring break and all of that. But our dead week kind of will be the week of the 8th. But you can already see it today. I walked into our tutor center, which is a great facility for our students. We've got full-time faculty in there helping students get through some things, especially math and all of those kinds of courses. So it's packed. It's full. They're getting ready for finals. And you can see it on everybody's face at the end of the year. Everybody's tired. Everybody's ready to have it all done and ready to rock and roll.
Well, those especially who can see the finish line, it is celebratory, and you're gonna. And I think that's really cool that you're gonna hit the finish line with those presenting degrees. That ceremonially is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, as Eric said, you know, as he and I have been working together to get him onboarded and ready and all those good things, and he's been meeting with the team, he's been meeting with the community. But together, we decided that you know we needed something public to say. You know, we're you know, passing the torch and all of those good things. And so we agreed together that that's how we would do it. And it's been a great transition for him, I think. I know it has been for me. I'm ready to do just that. And, you know, one of the reasons I decided not to come back to campus these next 2 weeks, other than Honors Day and, of course, graduation, is so that it's his campus now. So he can lead, and it's not awkward for him, you know, as we're walking down the hallway, or not awkward for me, not that it would be, but it just says, you know, Eric Coyne is now the chancellor for the Bloomington campus, and Jenny Vaughn, good luck in your retirement and your future.
Oh, you said it perfectly, and that is Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, joining us. And, yeah, before you go, though, that honor ceremony and the graduation is huge. Graduation, I believe we're back at IU Auditorium, so that's where the big party always. I can hear the hooting and hollering from here.
I know. So much fun.
And that is so much fun. Now, you do-gooders are helping out some other do-gooders on Saturday to honor our departed colleague and great friend Keith Klein. It's the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. You guys are helping out with that. That's great to hear as well. So 8 to 11, you can eat all you'd like and do all that. That wasn't an easy one to say yes to, wasn't it? Gee whiz.
Well, you know, anything related to Kiwanis is near and dear to my heart. You know, Keith was a very good friend of mine, colleague for a long, long time. Helped me out a ton. So many times he has helped me out with so many different things, and I miss him dearly. There's several people on our campus that, you know, over the years, you know, they've either, you know, they've passed away, or, and people that I've been dreaming about them a lot, and kind of just going down memory lane. But, you know, the pancake breakfast is amazing. They do such great work, so we've got people helping out with that, and has some of the proceeds will go to the Keith Klein Memorial scholarship that we have on campus for students that, you know, need some help from time to time, and it's just a wonderful scholarship, and it's just a wonderful program with Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. So get out and buy your pancakes and have fun.
Absolutely right, and that's coming up Saturday from 8 to 11, the Keith Klein Memorial Fund and supporting Kiwanis Youth Programs. 2420 East 3rd Street, the First United Church, buzzkirkchumley.org. You can pre-buy your tickets. They're just $10 for adults and $5 for kids 10 and under, and all that money stays right here in our community. Jenny Vaughn is busy. Jenny Vaughn joins us, and as Dead Week is dead, well, we're going to have a couple weeks of break after Dead Week, but summer school is going to be here before we know it. How important is it to meet with an advisor and get that plan rolling if summer school is on your agenda?
Exactly. So our summer classes start June 5th. They last for 8 weeks, so they'll end at the very beginning of August, and it's a perfect time for anybody who's thinking about starting, thinking about a new career, thinking about going back to college, thinking about starting college, to come out to Ivy Tech, come and meet with an advisor, come see what courses we offer, what programs we offer, take a tour of the building, enroll, maybe just take one summer class, you know. You might even think about taking an online class, because as you know, we have a variety of modalities with our courses. They're online, they're in person, they're hybrid, you know, just a little bit of anything that can match just about anybody's schedule and the way that they want to learn. So it's important that you do come out, meet with or call us and get enrolled for summer. You know, we have a large population of students who come back home from their four-year, whether it's IU or Ball State or IUPUI, those students that live in Bloomington that are at that other school, they come here and they can catch up a little bit of courses that they might need over the summer. So we have a large population of what we call our guest students taking classes with us over the summer. So if you're an IU student and you just want to get something, you know, knock it off your to-do list on one of your classes, or a family member that has a son, daughter, and, you know, whoever at Ball State, just let them know that we're here to help. And it's really a straightforward process to get enrolled and figure out funding and all those good things. So come on out and see what we can offer you to get rolling.
Do you have a polling places coming up on Tuesday, or are you open normal hours just like nothing's going on?
Right, we're open like normal hours, and we do not have a polling place here.
Gotcha.
We have in the past, but we do not.
See, there was something in there that made me itch, and it's just not my poison ivy. I feel better. But as we know, our friends at MCCSC are not in school that day because they have so many places that are polling places. Well, early voting continues. The only place you can early vote is 302 South College Avenue, but on May 2nd, primary election day, you must vote at your precinct, so you will not be interrupted at Ivy Tech on Tuesday. Tuesday at Ivy Tech, well, you're not going to be interrupted, of course, but there's Tuesdays at the Tech, surely.
That's right. Every Tuesday, we have what's called Tuesdays at the Tech, so that will happen this Tuesday, May 2nd. So maybe, you know, if your son or daughter is out of school because of election or anything like that, bring them on out here to see what we got to offer, whether it's for summer classes or our fall classes that start August 21st. Tuesdays at the Tech is an event time between 3 and 5, again, every single Tuesday, to come out and learn about the programs that we offer, maybe meet with an admissions counselor, talk about all the different resources that we have and connect with our team. And you're even able to take a campus tour with the staff, and even some students give tours. So that's always kind of fun. So come on out. Feel free to register for that event or call us at 812-330-6013 to find out more details and get registered.
Well, Tuesday, you have 1,000 things going on. How important are healthcare jobs? Well, we know that they are highly in demand. That adds to the fun on Tuesday coming up next week. But this one you can do from the comforts of your own home.
Yeah, which is really great through Zoom. The School of Health Sciences is going to host an information session for anybody in our community who's interested in learning more about all the healthcare programs that we offer on our campus. And like you said, yes, you can do that in the comfort of your home. This happens also on Tuesday, May 2nd at 6 p.m. Again, you just might want to give us a call and to get registered so you can get that Zoom link and all those good things. But you're going to learn things about kinesiology and exercise science. You'll learn about therapeutic massage and so many more certificates and degrees that we have within the School of Health Sciences. So again, that is also Tuesday, May 2nd at 6 p.m. Via Zoom.
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, always gives us great information. Now, you're having I don't think we've ever spoken about this before. If we have, I have forgotten, unlike the polling places earlier. Girls Write, the creative program from your English department. Tell me all about this.
Yeah, this is so cool. And this is the first time that our English faculty have hosted this event. And so it's been going on for a couple of weeks. And it's a creative writing club. And it's for girls and gender nonconforming individuals in grades 5 through 9. They had 4 or 5 sessions with our faculty, and they're learning how to write some of their own pieces, and they read a book and discussed that novel and shared writings, their own writings, with some of the faculty, like I said. And it's just a great way for young people to meet a lot of students like to write and maybe think about being published. So on next week, on May 1st, actually Monday, I can't believe it's already going to be May. This creative writing club finishes, and they're going to have a session where the students can share their stories with their family and friends. And so it's going to be a lovely event, and that is on Monday at 6 to 8. So, we're always doing unique, different things for our community, for all types of individuals in our community, whether it's through something like this that the faculty host or, through several of our other areas and departments. But this is a great, unique one. And I'm sure the team will continue to host these writing club events.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. Why? Well, it helps people, and that's what Ivy Tech Community College does. And you've got great outdoor fun stuff to deal with as well. You've had some kids over. You're probably going to have some more kids before the end of school, but the Outdoor Learning Lab, fun for everyone.
Yeah, it's just been such a joy to watch the Outdoor Learning Lab. Sarah Cody has been the brains behind all of this, but she's got all of her team and her students and helping with the Outdoor Learning Lab, and it's just evolved into this really cool space outside. It's right off of 3rd Street. It's right in front of our Indiana Center for the Life Sciences. So we had over 60 first graders, unbelievable, come out this Tuesday to just learn basics about different things about plants and all that good stuff. They got to take a hike. They completed a lab notebook sheet to learn about different seeds, and they used microscopes and all of that. And I think I said already that they had a little hike in the hiking trail, and so really had a good visit with them. This is the third time they've come out. I would imagine we'd probably continue to see them and other schools participate in that. And all of these activities and everything is paid for through a fund that we received through the George E. Arthur Foundation. So it's making these trips possible because it's expensive for school corporations to, bus a bunch of kids out or, all of those kinds of things. And, we're really excited about the Outdoor Learning Lab. It's an open lab for anybody in our community at any time to come out and check it out. But one of the areas, the Children's Expert experiential garden has kind of been created, and it's evolving month after month. And so you can come out, and we have an obstacle course, we have a weaving gate, all kinds of fun, cool things there for your kids of all ages to check out. So we'll have some more summer public programming that I'm sure Eric Coyne, our new chancellor, will be sharing with everybody. And you can also connect with Sarah Cody direct at 812-330-6013 to learn more. It's pretty incredible. Come on out to the Outdoor and Learning Lab.
Before I let you go here, and I've worn you out today, but you're retiring, so you can have plenty of time to rest and recuperate from this. We missed you last week because you were doing more fun stuff with honor students. Tell me about your trip and where you guys went.
Oh, it's just been such a blast. So for several years, well, ever since I became chancellor, I've been the chancellor rep for the entire state for our Phi Theta Kappa students. And Phi Theta Kappa is an honorary scholarship group that students with a certain GPA can participate in, and at the end of every academic year we attend the international conference. And this year it was lucky because we were in Ohio, we were in Columbus, and so we were able to take lots of students, because sometimes when we have to fly out there it's expensive, so we can only afford a couple, and so it's just been my honor to serve in that role. And so we were able to go out there this year. It's my last one, and it was so much fun. You know, the students learn so many things. They receive awards. You know, they work on projects all year long, and those projects then get, you know, rated and scored from internet. It's an international conference, so it's scored against all kinds of two-year schools across the country. And so it's just a blast to see them. Many students, you know, either they've never been on an airplane before, or maybe they've never been out of Indiana. And so to be able to see them and see their growth, it's just been amazing for me. And I was a recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award through International Phi Theta Kappa, and it was just so much fun, and celebrating our students and their awards and all those good things. And that's something that I'm truly going to miss. But I will be watching them from afar for sure.
Absolutely right. And you'll help out in some way. You just haven't decided which way it's going to be yet. You can't sit still. You can't sit here and tell me you're just going to put your feet up. You'll do that for a couple days, and you'll be like, okay, phone's not ringing. Why isn't my email binging? We gotta do something. The something you have done up to this point has been absolutely fantastic. We're excited to see what the next chapter is going to be, and we'll be doubly excited because one of my favorite shows that we do every year will be when you join me, not next Thursday, but the week after. It is the graduation preview, and that's when you can hear and feel the passion come through the airwaves of what you and your staff does over there to make these dreams come true. So I want you to rest up. I want you to enjoy May and Mother's Day and graduation at IU and the Kentucky Derby and all the other fun things that go along with that, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll back on the 11th.
That sounds like a great plan. I can't wait to share all the things that we'll be doing celebrating our students at commencement. So thanks so much. I'll talk to you then.